Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. We are in deep stretch. It is Salute to Service Week, not only here today at Mall of America Field against the Lions, but around the National Football League for the entire month of November. And we appreciate the service not only of those assisting us overseas, but those who help us here with Vikings Game Plan, like our friend Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. He assists us weekly with the Verizon winning formula, offense, special teams, and we'll begin with defense, where, Wabi, when the Vikings played the Lions last time, Matthew Stafford went plunging into the end zone, held the ball over late. It was Detroit's only offensive touchdown since a big comeback against the Philadelphia Eagles and 9 offensive touchdowns the last 4 games. These Lions are a little different than we saw a month ago.
And that leads us to the winning formula for defense, rushing defense. The Vikings have to fix that. Since that Lions game, our rushing defense has gone the wrong way, Paul. We gave up 3.1 yards per game through the first 5 games. Detroit was the 4th game. So after that 5th game, though, we're giving up 165 rushing yards per game. That's too much for this defense. This Leslie Frazier's defense has been predicated on stopping the run. They got to get back to those basics, because if you can't stop the run, forget about Calvin Johnson and Brandon Pettigrew. The running backs are going to kill you. So yeah. Vikings defense has to stop the run. I think they can do it.
And as we saw earlier with Ben Lieber in the film room, Joik Bell had a hole a mile wide to the right side to walk into the end zone, and he's the backup behind Michael LeSueur. Very good take. Now, the Verizon winning formula for the Vikings offense versus Detroit's defense.
We have to find that passing rhythm, Paul, and we might have to do it without Percy Harvin. I don't think that's a death knell for this Vikings team, but it's going to be more challenging. Percy averages 11 touches per game. Some of those are kick returns. So it's 7 receptions per game for Percy Harvin, about 9 games, and he has 62 receptions. So who's going to get those receptions? I think Jarius Wright's going to be in the mix. I think you got to get Kyle Rudolph back in the mix. He only has 2 catches the last 3 games. You got to get him back into the mix. And John Carlson looks like he's going to be able to play. So I think those are the 3 guys that you're really going to have to look to if Percy doesn't play. Jarius, get him involved. It's going to be his first game. Get John Carlson involved and find Kyle Rudolph.
And that also is predicated off the fact that the best running back in the NFL, Adrian Peterson, is absolutely on fire right now, and throughout his career against Detroit has done extremely well with a bunch of 100-yard games. What about special teams? Mike mentioned Percy Harvin, very iffy into today's game. The last time we played the Lions at Ford Field, what a great start. There goes Percy from way out of it to score the opening touchdown. Marcus Sherrill's had a punt return touchdown. Winning formula special teams. Is Detroit special teams as bad now as it was a month ago?
No, they're better. They're much better. I mean, they back-to-back games, they gave up a punt return and a kickoff return to Tennessee and then to us. Yep. They're much better. They haven't given up a return touchdown since then. I don't know if it's been a personnel change, a scheme change, whatever it is, they're much better. The winning formula is more fireworks on special teams, and Percy might not be returning kicks. Maybe it's Jarius Wright or A.J. Jefferson or Josh Robinson, whoever
Marcus
it is.
Sherrills.
Yep, Marcus Sherrills. Whoever it is, we're going to need fireworks on the kick return and punt return game. Remember, we didn't score an offensive touchdown against Detroit, but we still won the game. It was because of our return touchdowns. To win here, if Percy Harvin isn't playing, we're going to need some fireworks on special teams.
And you know what? If it comes down to a kick, a walk-off winner, Jason Hansen for the Lions, kicking immortality. Our kids only missed one, and he hit another 55-yarder last week against Seattle. We thank Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com, and we thank you on this beautiful Sunday for joining us for Vikings Game Plan. On behalf of everybody with the Vikings Entertainment Network, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.